I will show y'all my t-shirt, but my nips are out.
I'm screaming. what was I
what?
Do you make sauce with your baked chicken, or is just the baked chicken?
Oh yeah, it's like I use like the McCoy chicken gravy.
Okay.
And like my marinade.
Okay.
And then when I bake it, I just put it all in the cast iron skillet and add a little bit of water and some green onion out my garden and just bake that whole high. High as a kite. And then it should be good. And I just turn them. And they should be good money.
Cause I like gravy on my rice.
Yeah. So do the girls.
Yeah.
They be looking at me side-eyed if I ain't make no gravy. I'm just like
it's weird. Like, but, like, you know.
Ari's a sauce girl. Everything has a head sauce.
Yeah. I do.
And then she'd be like, you making chicken, are you gonna fry it? I said, no, I don't fry. I got titties.
I'm screaming. Okay. No, that's she likes, that's really a thing. That's your thing.
She likes fried chicken. I don't fry anything. The only thing I fry in this house is plantain. I don't fry fish. I don't fry chicken. Because that pop back be real.
Oh. Okay.
And when I cook, I'm usually halfway naked.
Got it. And you don't want to lose an areola. I hear you.
Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Okay? I need it. I need all my areolas. Shout out to Jill Scott for making big areola music.
I feel that.
I like that. Okay. Well, welcome back to Call Me When You Get Off, y'all. Today was cool. I finally made my appointment for my podiatrist.
What is wrong?
My foot.
Well, I know what a podiatrist is, but what is wrong with your foot?
Remember when I fell in my driveway?
Oh, we're still there. I thought it
yes.
from it. Ooh, I'm so no. Sorry.
So my cuboid bone, it swells up like after I do like 2.5 days of back-to-back running. Oh. So I have to either have them pop it back in place or see what's going on with it. I might get me a cute boot. But first and foremost, I called there to make the appointment today, and I'm just like, how much is this out of pocket? I know I got Blue Cross, but you know, they be shady. How much is this out of pocket? I need to know before I come up in there. And so the lady is supposed to call me back, but I made the appointment. I did my big girl step. But if they say it's anything like the dermatologist copay, pays. Because I'm not paying that just for you to tell me something I already know.
Oh, but wouldn't they also tell you that and then also like help you in the healing journey where they would like you said, pop it back in?
No, if the copay is stupid, like $300, you could suck a dick. But that's how much the copay was for the dermatologist.
Even if you get like a referral or like, really?
Referral don't matter. It's a shout out. Hey, I know somebody that knows somebody. Go here. You still got to pay that copay.
That's deep.
And then she was like, who's your PCP? I said, I don't have one. I got to get one of those too because I changed my insurance. So I can't use the same one that I used to use.
Got it.
So it's just, you know, adulting.
That's deep. Not $300.
Listen, she better not tell me nothing stupid like that. I'm just like, it's a foot, honey. She was like, what did you do? Why do you want to make this appointment? I said, like, oh, shit is fat.
I'm screaming. You want to know what's crazy? She probably knew exactly what you were trying to say.
Okay. She was like, well, why are you making this appointment? I said, girl, I done fucked up my foot.
Fucked up my
foot. You know, life. Other than that, ain't shit going on. Well, y'all, welcome to Call Me When You Get Off podcast. This is season 2, episode 14. Sitting up in my room because that's where I am. Okay. This episode is called Sorry, This Does Not Translate Well. So when I thought about this, instantly I thought about text messages because I am the worst at reading text messages when I'm upset. I'm the worst at interpreting text messages. You got to be very direct and to the point with me, okay? I don't like no hints and I don't like no inside jokes during texts, okay? And if it's an inside joke, make it a voice note. When I read it, I'm not going to read it like you're trying to say it. And people just say things in a vague way through text sometimes where it just does not translate well. So if you are one of those people, stop. Okay. If you can call, call. If you could do a voice note, do a voice note. If you could do a video even to get your point across, do that. Sometimes I do that. And if you need somebody to call, call us. Okay. Y'all know the number.
You could definitely call me.
Okay. And never text something that is a bigger discussion than what you're about to say.
Unless you're lit, and sometimes you just got to be able to read it back before you say something crazy. But I'm with you.
Even if I am not myself, I'm not texting because I'm liable to text somebody the wrong thing.
Oh, no. I've been there, done that.
Or send somebody the wrong thing.
Are we doing a pickaboo?
Which I have. Have you ever sent the wrong thing to somebody and be like, don't look at that? And they be like,
No. No. Maybe like sent a wrong text message to somebody, yes, but not like that, no.
When I tell you I love that Apple has an unsend button.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do when I see something is going to the person that I don't want to go to, I put that shit on airplane mode. I let it get to a point where it has no connection. Then I wait and I put on airplane mode. And as soon as it sees it sent, I unsend that hoe.
I just want to say that I love that you know that. You know, I've heard about it too. But how often have you done this?
That 3 times.
Okay. So, you know, more than now you're cautious.
I'm a pro.
Okay.
I'm a pro.
Yeah, well, 3 times is a lot. But you know what? It's enough to know how to stop. Stop. Gotcha. I understand.
Especially if it's a video and you didn't edit it yet. Get that back.
You don't get to see all of it. You get 15 seconds.
Let me get the unedited version. No, you may not. But anywho, this one is not a long one. Straight to the point. I think we'll have some similar thoughts. Yeah. Anything before we get started?
No. Today was cool. No. You know, I did things, didn't do things. But I did feel productive today. I can say that. Regardless of what I did, I did something. That's how I felt. It felt good.
Love that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's keep going. Let's get into the.
Okay. All right. So text messages that should never be sent. My first one. Do you want to talk about what happened last night? I want to talk on the phone. I don't want to text it.
Right.
Okay. I think I have graduated from the paragraph text messages. No.
For me, I'm going to say I would like to, but sometimes I feel like I can be in a space where I need to channel what I'm going to say, because if I do get the conversation piece, I might go into things that I need to pull back from, depending on the energy that I am. Does that make sense? Like, sometimes you have to like take a deep breath and then respond. So if an immediate response is sometimes warranted, I'm going to have to say my piece. But sometimes I'll even wait for another day. I'll wait for another day. I say, let's have this conversation face-to-face or over the phone. We can't do this. But Usually I just
do you do you pretext? Like when you know like you and this person has had an argument, mm-hmm. and you want to state your piece and clear the air, or you want to state your piece and dead that hoe. Do you pretext that and save it?
Oh, like when it's like planned?
Yeah, so I'm infamous for saying what I need to say, putting it in my notes app, and when you feel like you want to speak, drop that hoe and just be done.
That's really good. But you are, I can say that yes, there are text messages that I have not sent still to this day that I have in my notes that if
okay.
you push the right button, I got something for you. No chat, GBT. it's already been in the tuck. But usually those are moments where I feel like if I'm going to save it, it's really just for me. And I might say something completely different when I interact with you. But I definitely have a lot of notes with some pretexts that try me. Or don't.
I do pretexts for birthdays. I do pretexts for after arguments. I'm going to say what I need to say. Might not be today. Could be tomorrow. What's your number one?
Oh, and mine's our list. They're not the same.
That's fine.
Because I do like that though. I've learned that I'll say anybody telling me, can we talk? Is usually not something that you want to do.
But can we talk? Is so heavy.
Sure.
Ooh, sure. Yeah. Is so dry.
Yeah, I think it very what's the word? Nonchalant. It's like you don't care.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's a baby. That's what it's giving.
Men like to text, sure.
Yeah.
Like, all right, whatever. When they really be in their feelings. Sir, you ain't got to be nonchalant for me. That's going to get you fucked up.
I'm screaming. Because she'll be more nonchalant than you.
Hello.
I'm screaming.
You want to play the you don't exist game? Hmm. Okay. My number two is breaking up over text is intense.
That's a type of text message, or that's what,
like, any type of like, oh, you feel like you about to send a text that's gonna equal breakup through text, and that's gonna be it. That's too intense. Unless like I'm at a party, you said you were sick, and you in there busting down slobbing some girl. I'd say something to you bold face and be like, okay, cool. And if you text me, like, I don't exist to you anymore. Why are you texting me? It would be something like that.
I'm screaming.
But I ain't never had to see a man do that in front of my face. Okay.
Have I had any breakup text through text?
I have. I don't even. But it was just like, my breakup through text always feel like, nigga, we've been broke up. You just need to say it to get it off your chest. Okay.
Okay. That's they're telling that to you. Okay. That's
I'm like, okay, what has changed?
Okay. For me, I think this is one of those situations when I do like the pickaboo type of thing where it's just like, I'm done. And then I'd be like, hey, those are the only times. Like if it's really over, then I do believe that a conversation should be had. Like, but there are circumstances that, you know, it may just be better for you to say it's over and block. Right. Cool.
Yeah.
But I think that if there is still a mutual version of respect for the person that you were with or, you know, or ending the relationship with, even if you don't want to be with them, I think a proper conversation is warranted. for sure.
Agreed.
But the whole like the why things, like I don't really like the whys.
Why? What can you do? Why can't we just work on it?
Right. And I was like, well we're here because I've tried to, you know?
Okay.
But I don't want to rehash that. So.
Right. You know how horrible you gotta be for me to want to break up with you? Because I don't like people.
I don't think you have. Well, okay. Horrible is relative to what.
Not horrible, but like how, like, damn, you got on my nerves so much that I would want to not do this with anybody or start over with somebody new.
You said you wouldn't?
Like, I'm just saying, like, for a person that I'm with, for me to get to a point where I want to break up, you had to be annoying the shit out of me.
Oh, because I was like, I think I've seen it.
Like, no, like, there were so many times you could have cleaned it up.
I think I saw it in real time.
You could have cleaned that up.
Oh,
that
was
good.
Oh.
Woof. What's another one?
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Mine is a functionality. Mine is the red receipt.
Okay, where are you with this?
All right, so it really depends on me. There are some people that have red receipts, and there's some people that don't have red receipts.
Are you a person that needs them on so you can see that somebody read it?
Oh, do I care if they have them on? No. No.
Me either.
No.
It pisses me off more that I can see that you read it and you didn't say shit.
Right. And I think that's why sometimes I put it on for some people. Yeah.
I only have mines on for people who care about them being on.
Okay. So they proactively say, they tell you, like, can you put your red receipts on?
Like, they'll call me out. Why the fuck your red receipts on?
Wow. Okay, you know what? That's diabolical. But you know, sometimes you want to know, you want to know. I put it on because of exactly what it is. And I use it for good, because especially during certain things, like I want people to know, like, if I'm present or not. And then sometimes it's really just to let you know, like, I read it. I saw it.
If I'm asking you a question, I need an answer.
Yeah, now that you know that I saw it, now you're expecting a response. That's, you see how that doesn't translate well? Because it's like, yeah, I saw it, but maybe I'm doing something and I just happen to click on it and I may have not even read the whole text message. I say, oh, like, oh, Shan sent the text message and I hit it. Boom. I start reading them. Like, okay, I'm driving. Shan now sees that I read it 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Now it's 7 minutes.
And this is the only time you need to give me a break is if I'm out and about doing stuff and I scroll in my text messages just to see what the alert was.
Right.
And I can't text you back.
Yeah.
And I forget.
It happens. But yeah. The other person on the other side is like, so you saw my message. You saw it. It's like, oh okay. I know what my next one is too. Well, I have it on my list. But we're going to do a functionality with me. But red receipts could definitely put you in boiling water and can be taken different ways. Some people love it. Some people love to hate it. And some people do it to be diabolical.
Mm. Okay. So, my number three is an empty okay.
Okay. We have the same things. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, the lights. An empty okay, like, we know what that means. We know it means more. Say no more. You give me an empty okay, it's just gonna piss me off. I'm screaming. Don't piss me off.
Okay, but it I guess it really also depends on the conversation.
If I'm explaining something or we're in like a discussion and you say okay after I said all of this.
Yeah.
I'm about to pull up on you.
Okay. So I can understand that. It's okay. But that's why you stopped doing long text messages.
Yeah, because I don't like anybody to get me out of character anymore. I would rather dismiss myself than for you to get me there. And there's different okays. There's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that information. I know you got it. Or I'll meet you at 6. And they say, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then there's like deep discussion. You know, why would you do X, Y, and Z? Next time I'm not going to do anything, blah, 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 blah. I'm just blah, blah, blah. And then they hit dot, dot, dot. Okay.
Oh, you
want to fight?
Yeah, that's like, that's with the shores of the world.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch. I'm with you. We're on the same page. I got that. I got that on my list. I got that on my list for sure. Yes.
What's yours?
Okay. Again, another functionality. Voice notes.
Okay.
All right, now depending on the schedule you have,
you got rules and regulations for this?
No, it's just it can be the name of our episode, not translated well, because depending on certain setups that you have on your iPhone, the general settings is that once you send your voice note, after they listen to it, 2 minutes, it disappears.
My voice notes don't disappear.
Because you have a setting that says that you keep your voice notes. So that's the setting. But the general setting is that if you don't put keep, because you had to like go proactively go do that.
Yeah.
If you don't put keep, if you play it, after 2 minutes after you play it, it will be removed. And if that person plays it, after they listen to it, 2 minutes later, it will be removed. Unless they put keep. Now, that could get messed up because, let's say, I start a voice note.
Yeah.
And I don't get to finish it. Or let's say, like, it's just playing background and I'm not able to hear it. And now it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The recipient is going to believe that I listened to that voice note.
Oh, yeah.
And now you heard my voice note and you never responded to me.
You know what also, you just reminded me of?
What?
I'm infamous for if you argue with me in a text thread, I delete the whole shit. And so, you know, when you respond back to something that's no longer there, sir, I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
You're really, really good. You be trying to delete everything. It's like, you see, I get like
so
that.
Mad.
I believe that. I absolutely believe that. For sure. So I'd be like, what did I say? And what did you say that made me say that? Do I care?
And waiting to exhale, I would have been Angela Bassett with his shit.
I'm screaming.
Don't piss me off. Oh my God. 10 out of 10, I did not recommend. I'm okay. Deleting everything.
Go ahead.
My other one is don't text me I'm fine if you're not fine. And I am guilty of this because I will text you I'm fine when you either irritate me, I'm tired of talking to you, or you did something to piss me off. And that is key for you did something to piss me off. And I've had people be like, all right, I'm going to just leave you alone because I know how you get and I hate when you get like this. That's the smartest thing you could do. And I will text you that. That's the smartest thing you could do.
I'm screaming. Look. My I'm fine is I'm good. Yeah. But I can see where I would use I'm fine because it's usually not a word that, you know, you would use if you were actually okay.
Yeah. And if I text you, you alive, ? And you say, yeah, that's key for why the fuck you being MIA and not communicating? That's not a hello.
That's actually a good one because that was going to be my next one. And when people put LOL to things that's not actually funny.
L is the ha ha acknowledgement. It's yeah, not. No.
Yeah.
It's not anything else.
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
If you send me too many, if you send me too many videos, smiley face, heart. I didn't play it, but I'm acknowledging this.
I am screaming. Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
But you see, but that makes sense to me because at this point, like, those are videos or things. But like, if I'm telling you like something about like, hey, I haven't heard from you, so I guess I'm not going to see you. Ha ha, or like, LOL. And
it's oh yeah, that's
like,
dumb.
Like what?
Clearly, what? I'm asking for some type of conversation,
right?
Like, communication, yes. Right now.
Talk to me. Why are you adding an LOL?
I never. This is not a knock knock joke.
Yeah. I'm not even gonna say who's there because it's stupid. It's stupid. It's stupid. Yeah, no. I actually know someone that does that, and I'm just like, why? Why do you do that?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hmm. Okay. My other one is arguing over text and not being able to take it back. Because when I tell you, I will save something you said and make it my wallpaper.
Wow. That's deep. That's diabolical. That's...
what? Or anytime you call me, that's what's going to pop up.
Wow, that's good. That is good. That's just a little reminder.
Don't try to hit me with that. You know, I was just upset.
No, I will.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, but it would feel the same way if you did it on a voice note or you did it face to face.
Oh, like, I save voice notes. Don't play with me.
Look.
I'll put it at the end of the episode and you won't even know until you hear it.
I'm that is hilarious. OMG. I believe that too. I wholeheartedly believe that. I believe it. For sure.
Yeah. I'm gonna save that hoe. What's yours?
I just did my LOLs.
And I did arguing over a text.
My bad. This just annoyed me. So for this episode, I was telling one of my friends about it, and is actually the friend that says serious things and then put LOL or ha 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 in there, or even in the conversation we'll do the same thing. And so we spoke about like talking to each other like about the episode and helping me get some text messages and conversations, because that's literally, I feel like sometimes when we communicate, it does not translate well because of how that we respond to each other.
Yeah.
And so, like, they called me. I called them back. They didn't respond. Then they told me, they said, good luck with the podcast episode and have fun.
That is so, like...
passive aggressive to me.
Yes! Like, what's up?
It's not giving... You really want me to have
a good time? It's not giving support. It's giving
like,
bitch,
hi, I hope you didn't talk to me.
I hope you trip and fall.
Yeah, you should have talked to me. You should have picked up when I called you. That's what it was. That's what it's giving. And then, what? Sends me a smiley face at the end.
Oh, no.
Diabolical. That is like, yes. Yeah, it's like break a leg and it was just like, no, break two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you felt me. You felt me. I had to tell you the scenario. I read it, and I was like, and this is why you would have been.
That's like when I have to say this low because she probably be hearing. She gets so offended when I talk about her daddy. when Ari's dad gets like mad at me because I'm not doing something the way he want me to do it or is saying the right thing, and he be like, "I hope you have a good ass day." And I just like, all right.
Yeah, well, we know what that really means.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you know what that means. Why I loved Go Be Great, because you can do that. You can take that to different levels if you want to.
Mm-mm. He'd be like, I'm done talking with for you to you today. I was like, okay.
I'm screaming. Have a great day.
Yeah.
What's my favorite word? Bitch.
My number six is incomplete sentences and texts about decisions that you need to be made.
Yeah. Block me. I do that sometimes.
Because do you need me to bring the car to you today? Or can you do this on this date? Do I need to buy the filter with the oil or do I not need the filter? I need to know these things. I don't want to have to come back here and make a return.
Yeah.
FYI, that is my example of trying to talk to a Jamaican man on a cellular device.
I'm screaming. You say you need a... I think you should get a...
Okay. I need full thoughts. My brothers don't text in full thoughts. I can't tell you the last time I had like a full sentence from my brother in text. My nephews don't either.
Because you know the form of communication that works for y'all.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I said that's probably why y'all women miserable. But you chose them, sis.
Wait, listen. Come back. I hope you snooped this. I was like, you had a whole moment. Like, wait, what? That was a text message? What? Oh my god.
I like a man that can text full sentences. And how, this is another, like, this is more of a pet peeve about not translating. How the fuck?
Oh, that was hard.
Do you spell something wrong on a smart device? As a man.
I'm not walking down that street with you.
How?
No, don't look. I'm going to say mistakes happen, you know? Maybe
it's not a mistake because this is a word you repeatedly spell like this.
Maybe that's.
And I'm starting to believe that you believe this is how it's spelled.
It's a possibility, or it's just like Fabulous, the rapper. Like he just spelled it the way that works for him. You know. No, look, I was dumb.
That's why when I see men's notebooks and shit that they be writing. I'm peeking at that hoe because I need to know if you can read and write. And when they be hiding it, I know why you hiding it. I know why you hiding it. You put a lot together, don't you?
I'm screaming.
What's yours? I'm sorry, y'all. I love men. I do not want another vagina. I promise. I'll be getting on y'all. But I be in those text messages screaming.
I was going into emails now.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
I got a PE for that too.
The as per my previous email.
Oh.
Response.
I wish somebody would send me one of those.
Yeah. I'm actually the person that sends that because if I have to tell you three different ways the same thing that I've been trying to tell you, I'm going to start referencing things that you need now to reference or somebody else got to read it for you because I don't know how many other ways that I can say.
So I don't do that. I put everything in caps.
Wow. That's it. That's like you're yelling at me.
And my supervisor would be like, Shan, can you take your caps off?
Yes. No. Oh, my gosh. There was one of my colleagues that was told that they couldn't write in caps. Like, their emails would always be written in caps. Like, it would be a good email, bad email, whatever. Just wrote in caps. Mm-hmm. And then they said, don't do that because it's like you're yelling at the person. Which makes sense because sometimes when I would receive emails from customers that, when they were in caps, I feel like their intentions behind the caps was yelling or a higher.
There was a long time where I would tweet in caps, and people would be like, "Why are you yelling?" This is my shit. Don't try to police me.
I'm screaming. What if I just like caps?
Right. I like it B.
I'm screaming.
But what you reminded me of with emails is, how the fuck do you go out your way to spell my name wrong and it's in my email?
Twice. It happened to me it happened to me before, but because it was like just the way that they spelled their name just threw me off, because it was like the way that they say their name. Let's give you an example, like Michelle, like this particular person had one L and the other, like in my mind there's two L's. So I've done that before, not too often, and not on purpose. But what they be putting an S in there?
An S, Chanel, Sean Paul, whatever. And I'd be like, "Hi, it's Chantal in all caps, comma. Yes. I will be able to send you this document."
I'm screaming.
"After this call." Woo!
Got my name wrong. Now you're going to have to wait. Be patient.
Okay. I'll be letting this simmer. Hold on. Let me do these notes. Notes been already done. I'm just sitting here and let you marinate because you had a little funky ass attitude.
Right.
What's my next one? Any frustration or unsure feeling, call, don't text. Do not leave it up to me to interpret. So if you're feeling frustrated about something about me or a place you need to go, or you felt like this morning when we spoke it was tense, or you feel like something's bothering me, you don't know, call me and ask me. Do not assume. Because if you assume that I'm irritated about something and you don't know for sure, and you trying to tell me I'm irritated about something and you don't know me like that, now I'm irritated.
Or check the temperature. Say, "You good?" And she say, "I'm fine." Go off. Call her. She ain't good. She's not good.
Yeah. And I tell people, like, fair warning. I am not a nice person when I'm tired. I am not a nice person when I'm hungry, and I'm not a naughty person when my money low.
You know what? Look, put me on that list, because I think that's me. Yeah.
So if I'm irritated, it might not be you. And most of the time, I'm at a mature age where I'm able to wake up and be like, "You know what? I'm feeling like a bitch today. Let me forewarn my people." Mm. And I'll let you know. My bitchiness today has nothing to do with you. I'm just hurt.
I'm screaming.
I even tell my kids, "Hey, I don't feel good today. Stop getting on my nerves. Don't be loud. Don't ask me no questions. That's not important. And we can all have a great day."
You say that like you say it enough.
I do.
I can see
that. What's your next one? Oh, this one is so funny.
Emails. I'm still at... No, I'm done with emails.
You getting them emails, why?
Sorry. I might be almost done. Hold on, y'all. Oh, it's cool.
As a text?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's not cool. Yeah. I'm pissed off.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Fuck it.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's cool. I'll be saying that. That's my "I'm fine," not "I'm good." The "it's cool" is "I'm fine." Yeah.
I think that's the woman's version of "don't worry about it."
Do whatever you want.
Are you going on a guy trip? Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you made plans to go to a concert and you didn't say shit to me about it? Oh, don't worry about it.
No, you're good. It's cool.
Oh, we made dinner plans and you forgot. And you trying to tell me where you about to go on the day we made dinner plans. Don't worry about it. Because if you think I'm not about to go where I want to go because you're not going, I'm in there having a great time.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in, put me in. Oh, okay, okay. Maybe next time, maybe next time. Yep. Y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture. The podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is, he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency so we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
Love that. My number 8 is, do not send me a picture of an infected area without warning.
That has happened?
No, but I just need to let people know, don't do that. Me, no surprise bumps and bumps on my screen without you telling me. And don't put under there, what is this? Am I a physician? I don't know. I'm the type of person where I don't like small holes on anything.
I don't like that either.
It creeps me out.
Yeah.
I don't like small bumps together.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing like scabs. I can see like an initial injury, but I can't be around blood too long and smell it.
Wow.
I could never be a doctor.
You want to know what's interesting? That was one of my reasons why I didn't become a vet. Ooh. Because it wasn't like the blood I was okay with. It was how long I would be dealing with it. And then the type of diseases I would be treating. And I thought about the little hole. And I feel like that I couldn't do it. But I love the animals. I did.
Yeah.
Well, I do. But
yeah. Ooh. Okay. You have any more? I got two more.
My last one is, so I'm going through ones that we already said. Okay. Is if somebody tell me, or if I tell someone like, hey, can you call me? And then they don't reply at all. Or I just be like 2 days later, like, you still need me to call you?
No, nigga.
No, I'm good.
I'm dead. I'm in the trunk.
I'm fine. Matter of fact,
that's like a going joke with me and one of my friends is when she texts me or she calls me and I don't answer, and then I call her back or I text her back probably like 10 minutes or 15 minutes later. She was like, I'm already in the trunk. They got me.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I be trying.
Or I do that to some people sometimes too. Or like, I'll be like, or there's times where you gonna, they're like, yeah, yeah, just give me a few minutes. And then it'd be like an hour, some change. Like, damn, I was gonna call you back though.
I talked about this. I don't like when people tell me they gonna call me back because they don't know how to get off the phone. There are so many adults that don't know how to end phone calls, and they say, let me call you back, and it's not going to happen. They just needed to get off the phone,
right? And at that point, it's just like, you could have just said, yo, I'm gotta go. Because sometimes people be really waiting for you to call them back.
Okay. Or it's like, you don't even know how to allow the conversation to get to a pivoting point. You end it when the conversation is like deep in it.
Yeah. And you would think that, like, so you don't want to conclude this first?
It's the epitome of being halfway done with your piece of lasagna and you put your fork in and somebody be like, hey, put down your fork. We gotta go.
No, at least they're telling you that you're going. No, it's like them telling you to come meet me outside and then they're saying, hey, we gotta leave and I can't even finish my lasagna.
Yeah, it's rude.
Yeah, I would have ate the lasagna and then I would have left.
I've blocked people for 3 months behind, let me call you back. And you'll never call me back.
I don't like that. Yeah.
And they'd be like, why? I'd be trying to call you. And I say, because every time we get to a juicy part of the conversation, you cut me off and you hit me with a, I'll call you back and you'll never call back. And I don't like that.
Yeah,
if I was your kid, you would give me PTSD.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at the kids, but I can see where you were that makes so much sense to me.
Like, don't do that to me. Just get off the phone. My kids are so cutthroat about that, especially when they talk to my mom. I'd be like, okay, I'm done talking to you now. I'm gonna go to my game. I'd be like, I don't want to talk anymore.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see their personalities just like that.
I'm just like, Arya's cut though. Okay, I'm done talking to you now. I'm busy.
I like that.
I'm like, all right, Arya, peace.
I like bye, girl. That.
She's like, bye, girl. My number 9 is horrible directions. Don't text me horrible directions. Just give me the address. I'll find it myself. Okay? You know that guy on Scary Movie with the little hand? He was like, I'll do it myself. That's me. Okay? Just give me the address. I will find it myself. And I do not use maps. I use Waze. Okay, I don't like maps.
In my battery, I don't be using it like that no more.
I like when somebody talked me through it.
I'm screaming.
Right now, my Waze voice is SpongeBob.
Oh, okay. I can understand that. Like when you get to, I get it. That would be very annoying to a certain extent for me. But
Yeah. Another one.
My last one. When you say my name, and then there's nothing.
Oh, my kids do that. Mom. Because depending on what you say, I might answer or might not.
But even on top of that, like, why you just say my name?
Yeah.
Complete the sentence.
My mom was so like chill about that and had patience. We just be in the house, mom, 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 mom. And she's just like, yes. 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 Me? You got about 2.5 times to call my name. And I'm just like, what do you want?
I can hear you say that. I'm screaming.
Oh God. My number 10 is .. on iPhone. Don't .. nothing. And then don't text shit. Cause I'm pregnant. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna be able to make it. I'm on my way. I'm not interested. I'm in a trunk. Like, finish it! Don't .. me and not finish it.
Maybe they're in thought. Because why are you sending a text message like we're in a conversation?
I used to have a think talker for a man. You ever had one of those?
Please expand on what what that
so is. So he would talk and he'd be like, Darky, da 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 da. And so you weren't ready and you started a conversation? This is not only in like a phone call, this is also in person. He was a think talker. He would talk and think in the middle of his sentence while you're standing there. I'm just like, get it up.
Oh my God.
I need it. What? What are you about to say? But yeah, that was his thing. Yeah, don't do any of those things that we said, please. It's just annoying.
Just pick some. If you are gonna do it, just don't do the full list combined with mine and Shan. Everyone is not perfect. Like Shan is gonna keep saying I'm fine.
I don't want you to be perfect, but I also don't want you to text me like you can't read. Like Anya's dad texts me in abbreviations and I hate it. When I read his text messages, I go back to like when I was in second grade and I would get those highlight magazines with the pictures for words.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. hate it. My tweet is from
@. You didn't do dear friend.
Does it matter?
I don't know. I mean, that was the process. But
I'm okay. Okay. My dear friend is.
I'm fine. It's cool.
Don't do it, Gigi. My dear friend is, be honest with yourself. You was over it before it was over. I think a lot of people be fake mad when shit ends, when in all actuality, you didn't want to be there. You didn't really like them like that. And you knew that shit was dead before they said anything. You was just waiting for it to. And I think more men do this more so than women. Because when women ready to go, they let you know, I'm ready to go. Men will linger in something that's dead for a long time just to be like, I didn't leave. She left. I didn't break up with her. She broke up with me. But both of y'all wanted to break up. You just don't got the balls to be like, hey, girl. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, a lot of males don't want to deal with your feelings. Yeah.
True. But you should care about your feelings.
I should care about my feelings? Or they should care about my feelings?
I mean, you can't make anybody care about things they don't
want to care. I don't want no man to care about my feelings enough to lie to me.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, if that's the way you got to care about my feelings, don't. You're not doing me no favors. Tell me the truth. Okay? When I put on this dress, can you see my third titty? Yes or no? Tell me the truth. Okay? Do you see my back rolls in this shirt? Tell me the truth. Because my kids tell me the truth. Maybe that's why God gave me girls. Yeah. What's your dear friend, Fred?
My dear friend is that. Okay. Leave it alone. Dear friend. Everyone doesn't always know how to communicate effectively. And if you care enough, it is always easy to ask for clarification than to respond or assume. But if you had the same conversation that I just explained to y'all about my friend that didn't show up for me and told me good luck, you send them a good thumbs up. You don't got to say okay. You don't got to say thank you so much. You just give them a thumbs up. Nice. That's all I got. Because I'm about to do that right now. Stop listening to this.
That's so mature.
I know, right? Yeah. I responded. I acknowledged.
Yeah. What was I going to say earlier?
Your Twitter?
Oh, I don't like using titty crumbs for a response.
What's titty crumbs? What would you?
It's just like, I've been texting you. You read it, but I gotta send you titty bust and beam footage for you to like respond.
Oh, it's like you gotta throw the titties out there.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, you're back now. Oh, you.
Yeah.
Your phone worked. You got service.
Oh my god. Like, you know what I'm gonna start doing? I'm gonna start putting the same pictures I already sent in the text messages.
I agree. And then maybe just filter them. Give it a different hue. Make it like a, you know, like a like a nice little, you know, ombre color going on. Yes.
This is a black and white one. Just giving a 1920s feel. My tweet is from at @rek_tt. It's a picture, and I'm sure you've seen this. It's a picture of a cartoon shot from a movie where this lady is putting a baby in a basket down a river. And the text says, y'all daycare costs $1,878 a month. AKA, just a reminder, take your birth control, wear a condom, take that plan B, because that was not your plan A. Sending that baby down river, it sounds like a great idea to me. Because to me, if you're not rich, don't be having no babies. And if you're not insane, don't be having no babies.
I'm screaming.
If you're a married couple and your life has been very enjoyable, you like to travel a lot, you're very much at peace, your house is clean, nothing is broken, you've had that vase for the last 4 years, and you want to make it to a fifth, swallow.
Ooh. That's your PSA.
Okay.
Oh, it's like my legs feel crazy. Okay, mine's again. It's deep. I don't know. I think philosophy of life is like the only thing that really be popping up on my phone because I don't really use social media like that.
Oh, we know. But
so it says, deep conversations with open-minded people are the best.
Yeah.
Yes, I love talking to Shane.
Because it's endless. I'm
talking to the chat. Thank you.
There's nothing you cannot not talk about.
Right. We literally can talk about anything, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Today in the chat, the boys are getting on us about our last episode.
What are they saying?
And they're currently making an episode about our last episode.
Really? I told you I don't steal.
And Drake called me today to give me a piece of his mind about the last episode. And Banner FaceTimed me today about the last episode. But I knew once we were going in about the stories of being like the backup friend for situations, I knew that was going to give Baylor like insight. Oh, I have something to say about this. I knew it. Okay. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. We might do a remix for the remix.
Well, I guess. I mean, I would love to see or hear or see and hear what they definitely have going on for sure.
Oh, yeah. They definitely going to be on your ass about things taken.
I did not take them. I just reassigned the owner. And it technically wasn't taken. It was given to me to wear. I just happened not to bring it back. Do you see it? It's not like I went there and I was like, oh, I'm going to take this hoodie. No, like I had the hoodie on. You see, I have the hoodie on.
Baylor was like crying to get out of sessions. I said, give her an Oscar.
Yeah, that was one time, but it was deep. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And it just was just like, just get sad. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to get sad with me. You know?
I love it. I love it. Anywho, y'all know where you at. Be on IG and Twitter. You could call us. The number's in the show notes. You can email us. You know what I'm saying? It's about to be summer for real.
Yeah.
Okay? So eat your fruits. Get your body right. Get it right. Get it tight.
I like this light. This light might work. I might need to just get my old phone. I can make this work. Sorry. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. I'm just looking at myself now. I'm like, oh, like I have eyes. Like, oh, okay.
Yes, you do have eyes. Two of them.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking for that third nipple.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just like, you know, a metaphor.
No, I understood.
If I had a third nipple, where would I want it?
Oh my gosh.
Something to think about. Yeah. This was episode 14. We'll be back with another one. I'm not sure what the next episode is yet. I think we have like four more.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Something to brainstorm. But anywho, any last words for the people?
Just call us when you get old. And don't forget to go be great.
Please, go be great. And if that's not your man, make a backup plan.
Ooh.
Okay. Snurf or nothing!
I'm screaming.
Oh!